The recent report was looking at the wellness of Australia as a nation, and what we've found is that overall we're probably improving in our health or our wellness. And the key thing though is there's some really good news there and there's some bad news. So the good news lies in the fact that fewer people are smoking and we're smoking less, so the health of the nation in terms of smoking is improving. Fewer people are drinking, and those who are drinking less, so that's also a good thing. We tend to be increasing our activity levels, so even though we're less likely as a nation to be engaging in organised sport like football clubs and things like that, where you have to be there Thursday to play with the team, we are engaging more in things like going to the gym, walking, running, doing exercise, Pilates and those kinds of things, which you might call knee exercises, and that's really improving our overall activity levels, which go towards health and fitness and things. But there's some quite bad news in this research as well. So this research, of course, is taken over about a 7-year period with about 50,000 interviews each year. So there's large numbers in here. And what we're finding is that as a nation, we're actually getting more and more overweight. So we now have the majority of Australians are overweight. 61% of us are either overweight or obese. And one of the really kind of funny numbers is that if you add up the extent to which we're overweight, you get 180,000 tonnes of extra weight being carried around by Australians. And that's increasing. So this is a really bad sign.
You said that Australians are becoming more overweight, but at the same time, they're exercising more. To me, this sounds very counterintuitive. Why is this the case?
Look, lots of things to do with people are counterintuitive, aren't they? And in a way, that's how the numbers fall. So let me just say one thing. Firstly, overweight is something that sort of happens to people as they get older. So although we've heard quite a lot about children and obesity, the real issue is there's not that many kids or teenagers that are overweight. It is something that happens as you get older. And we're an ageing population. So we're bound to see that kind of trend. But I think the other thing is when we look at all the attitudes that people have, what we see really is that we've become a nation of Weight Watchers. We're very aware of it. We're always trying to lose weight. We're always conscious of what we eat, et cetera, et cetera. But it's really not translating into losing a whole lot of weight. If we track people's attitude towards counting calories, counting carbs, being on a low-fat thing, eating less red meat these days, there aren't trends, there are cycles. It's much more like a series of fads that we see coming through the data.
So you're saying that these fad diets, Atkins diets, gluten-free diets, are you saying that they're not effective in improving Australians' health?
Look, I think it would be kind of crazy for me to say that because I think many of these diets have actually got really good results. I think what the data is showing, though, is that people themselves move from one to another. They sort of try one thing, and then they get on the vegetarian bandwagon, and then they get on some other bandwagon, or at least that's what the data seems to be showing. So, you know, I suspect if somebody stayed on a reasonable diet for really, you know, for a long time, it'd probably do them a lot of good.
So people are trying to eat better, people are trying to exercise more, but not very consistently.
I think that seems to be the story. But definitely the net result of this is that we're not losing weight, we're actually gaining weight.
In terms of health, did you find in your report, did you find that there was a difference between rural areas and more urban areas such as Sydney?
There's lots of those interesting differences. Generally speaking, what we find is that people in cities are healthier than people in the country. As across the board, that's what you generally find. You have to be a little bit careful interpreting that, though, because country areas tend to have more older people. And, you know, as we know, most illnesses and things occur as you get older. So, but in general terms, you've got city people more healthy than country people. And then all of the other differences like men and women and young people and those sorts of things, they're very much a function of which part of health you're talking about. And the other area where there's, I think, extremely bad news is in the mental health area. And what we're seeing there is things like stress and depression are increasing a little bit over time, but the one that's really increased substantially is anxiety. So in about 2007, 9% of Australians said that they suffered from anxiety. And now it's about nearly 16% of Australians say that they suffer from anxiety.